I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss what we probably were in our past lives, the very enduring legacy of VeggieTales, and the Shakira and J-Lo Super Bowl, and what we hope to see during it. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Hey, baby.
Goo goo gaga.
Has someone been naughty? Someone need their diaper changed? Is this how you admit that you're into baby play? Goo goo gaga.
Okay. Baby play is where we draw the line.
Would you rather have a pacifier in your mouth or in your butt?
I saw a lot of pacifiers in teenage girls' mouths this past weekend. Let me tell you. There's something about that that's deeply disturbing.
I really felt like growing up, I was really told all ravers love a pacifier. And I had not ever even seen someone at a club, a pop party, concert, none of that, with a pacifier in their mouth until Outside Lands.
Well,
and I could not stop staring.
No, that's not true, because when we went to Beyond Wonderland for my birthday, that was pacifier land. That was like rave girls trading bracelets.
I guess, I don't know.
Goo goo gaga.
Bitch, you don't forget the first time you see an adult with a pacifier in their mouth.
What about first time you see an adult with a pacifier in their ass?
Well, that either.
Well, so this past weekend, I went to Las Vegas. Have you ever heard of it?
Vegas, baby.
I taught everyone the game Vegas, baby. And I decided Nick, my friend who came with me to Vegas, is not my preferred opponent for that because he's already obnoxious and trying to talk to strangers. So he's like eager to play. I am not.
He's like the friend that's like, I dare you to dare me to do something.
Truly. He loves to like perform in an Uber.
Are you daring me to do that? Because if it's a dare, I just couldn't possibly say
so,
no.
Yeah, I didn't want to play Vegas baby against him, but I told him, you know what? Right off the bat, I'll let you just say that you won. How's that? And he's like, no, I need to earn the win. So that was the weekend.
Vegas baby.
Vegas baby. No, we went to Vegas baby, and we saw Maggie Rogers. You may have heard of her.
Yeah, I saw her when I was in LA.
Yeah, well. Oh, yeah, we did a little trade-off. You saw her here, and then the very next day, I think, I saw her in Vegas.
Yeah, very next day.
Well, how was she in LA?
Just a couple of Maggie Rogers sisters living their best life and having the most fun. She was great. She looked great. She sounded great. I was living my best life. I don't know. Sometimes when you see shows in LA, I feel like, is anybody actually here for the show, or are they just here to get Instagram story footage?
Did she say the same thing to your crowd, where she says, okay, this next song is where we're going to separate who's here to dance and who's here to get a picture?
No, but I feel like she did say that at Coachella. She said, like, put your fucking phones away. I'm here to dance.
Oh, well, she said that to the crowd at Life is Beautiful. And I said, oh, shit.
I saw her at the Greek in LA. Are you familiar?
Heard of the Greek. I've only know about the Greek because Get Her to the Greek. Get Her to the Greek, the sequel to Get Her Done.
Is that like the Duff?
I feel like it's in the same, like definitely the same line producer.
Was the Greek a sequel to the Duff?
I think maybe. I never saw either of them, to be honest, but yeah.
I definitely didn't get her to the Greek, and I definitely didn't see the Duff.
Well.
No, so I saw
you're
Maggie
my
at the Greek. Well, duh. No Duff.
Okay, so you what? Now what? You went to the Greek.
I saw her at the Greek.
You know, this morning I ordered Greek yogurt.
Bitch. No. I thought you were going to say... I thought you were going to say Greek dressing.
No. Greek dressing? Get a job! Greek dressing is just bland ranch. I need you to know.
I think Greek dressing is actually not ranch at all.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
No, I saw Maggie Rogers at the Greek, which is an outdoor venue in LA, and it's over by that Griffith Park or whatever. Isn't that it? And I was at one of her intermissions. I looked at my friend and I said, can you believe the coyotes get to hear this for free?
Jesus. You know what? I was going to like that story until I realized you had already tweeted it.
And he said, can you just shush?
That's a valid request. Well.
I thought, well.
Well.
I can't believe the coyotes got to go to a free Maggie Rogers concert.
There were no coyotes at my show, but I guess the birds got to hear it for free and the insects.
My God, wouldn't it be so nice to be an animal who got to go to concerts for free?
No, because mosquitoes live for like a day, and then so what do you get? That's you get true. One concert. What if your one concert is Insane Clown Posse?
Well, maybe you're part of the, what are they called?
The posse?
What are their fans called? Juggalos.
I would hope that my mosquito is a juggalo. Mosquito-lo.
Mosquito-lo.
If a mosquito-lo is a juggalo, then their one day on Earth better be at an Insane Clown Posse concert.
God, imagine if you were that mosquito and you were born that one day for like Juggalo Fest every year. Well, I mean the one
you
year.
Mean reborn? You sorry.
I don't know. I have to come to LA again to get my past lives read.
I wonder if one of them was mosquito that got to attend an Insane Clown Posse concert.
When I was in LA last weekend at the Maggie Rogers concert, I went to a pool party the next day and was just hanging out with a lot of new people and making a lot of new friends. And this, I swam right over to this couple, and this one guy was in the middle of his story, and he goes, well, when I was at the psychic who was telling me about my past lives, and I thought, this is the most LA conversation.
Well, it's only LA if one of your past lives lived in LA. Please and thank you. Well,
he said he went to see, or his friend went to see the past lives reader so that she could tell him what he was in his past lives and that he could get a tattoo around it.
Mm.
And then, I don't even know.
I don't hate that, to be honest, unless it's like in your past life, it's something not worthwhile.
So I'm not even kidding. I'm not making this up. So then he starts and he goes, well, the first past life she told my friend that he had was that he was a Nazi. And I thought, did he get a Nazi tattoo?
Oh, no.
And the guy was like, no. In a past life before that, he was a wizard. So he got a wizard tattoo.
Well, you can't pick and choose what you like about your past lives.
I agree. I mean, we all make mistakes. Why do you think Cloud Atlas is one of my favorite movies? It's all about past lives.
Did you just say we all make mistakes about Nazis? I don't know.
No, I said in our past lives.
Okay, sure. I don't know. I'm not gonna, I don't know. I just hope that...
What do you think you were in your past life?
Not a Nazi. I think, I am actually a pretty sweet spirit. I am nice. I'm kind. I'm giving. I do not think I was a Nazi. So, thank you.
Well,
I definitely don't think I was as talented or smart enough to be a wizard. But at the same...
I'll co-sign that.
You'll co-star that? In the same token, on the other side of the coin, I don't think I'm mean enough and terrible and evil enough to be somebody who's like a Nazi. I was probably just like a nice, normal peasant who hung out. Yeah.
You were just like very... you were like Cinderella.
I didn't save the world. Up. I didn't ruin the world. I was chilling.
Yeah, just another cog in the wheel.
Just pooping in the street, minding my own business.
You were just punching your punch card, going and putting in your 40 hours worth of work.
Girl, I was just enduring that plague.
I should have asked more, though, about what the actual process is. Is it like a palm reading? Is it like a aura reading? Do you like lay on a table and are there stones involved?
I would like a lay on the table stone involved type of situation. That feels very seance-y.
Yeah. Well, I know a place in Silver Lake that they can like lay on a table and give you a crystal healing if you need a referral.
Does it come with the?
It comes with the
word. Well, okay. I don't think I need that. I'm not big into crystals, to be honest.
Did you just call me a whale?
No. What?
Whale?
Oh. No.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What do you think you were in a past life?
Definitely like a cat lady.
A cat lady?
Yeah, for sure. I had all my cats. They all had names. They were all nice. They all got lots of pettins.
Lots of pens?
Pettins.
Pettins. Pettins. Okay. A cat lady. Well, I guess, you know, a cat lady is a very, it's kind of like an archetype. It's something that can exist in, you know, 1 year ago, 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago.
How old can a cat possibly be?
Old. Do you know about that one book about, oh, girl, I couldn't tell you what it's called, so never mind.
The Bible?
Close. It's about how, like, about, like, back in the...
Maybe the old woman who lived in the shoe.
No. Was that what you were in a past life?
I wish. How big was the shoe?
Girl, it was a clog hopper.
It was a corked wedge.
The girl who lived in a crock.
There was an old woman who lived in a crock.
Well, good for her. Every time I walk by the crock store in New York City, I think of my mom. That's all. Remember when me and my mom went to the crock store in New York City?
Bitch, I remember that brand deal like it was yesterday.
Memories. You know, I loved making money. Anyway, what were we talking about before that? Oh, a book. What's that book about? How there used to be like six tribes of like types of humanoids, like hundreds of thousands of years ago or something.
Homo erectus, Homo ergaster.
Maybe.
Susie, what was the first
one? Oh, it's
monkey?
Called Sapien. Sapien.
Sapien.
Anyway, did we talk about that at all? Or
no.
Oh, well, I had heard, I read it like a page or two of it, so I'm very well read on the subject.
Wow. Have you ever read a book?
I try not to. In a past life, no, I may have, but, you know.
What I was actually going to say is, have you ever read a book that was fiction and you read it the whole time thinking it was nonfiction until you were like almost done with it and then you realized...
The Bible. The Bible!
Bitch, you've never read the Bible.
I've flipped through it, you know.
The B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for you.
I've probably read like a VeggieTalesified version of the Bible. I remember I had like a children's Bible.
Isn't that sacrilegious to have like a carrot be Jesus?
No.
They
made the big G-O-D accessible.
Turning it into a broccoli?
To giving it rhythm, to giving... Broccoli.
How familiar with VeggieTales are you?
Never like VeggieTales.
All I know is this girl in my class in high school always used to be like, why do you have a hairbrush? You don't have any hair. She always told me that was from VeggieTales.
You know, the iconic quote from VeggieTales about hairbrush.
I think it's a song, first of all. It's all, why do you have a hairbrush? You don't have any hair.
Well, all I really remember from VeggieTales is...
That's how I drag people.
That'd be a good drag on if you were like in the workroom on Drag Race.
That's how I drag Sasha Velour.
A VeggieTale would be a very good... Snatch Game character. This is a little niche, but you know.
Can you be fictional characters?
Yes. Yes.
I would be Miss Piggy.
Well, you can't be something you are in everyday life.
Well, that's Mr. Piggy to you.
Thank you. Oink, oink.
I am wearing pink today.
Well, in a past life, do you think you were a little pig?
Oh, well, yeah, definitely.
In a future life, you'll be able to say in a past life you were a pig.
Well,
because that's, yeah.
Tomato, tomato.
Veggie, tomato.
We had to dissect pigs in school.
I think we've covered that before.
That could have been
I'd like
you.
To not go back. I'd like to not go back to that.
Are you excited for J-Lo and Shakira to host or to perform at the Super Bowl? Did you hear?
Yes, I heard. Now, I've never... I guess done my research on Shakira, if you will.
Okay. Well, if you don't know the song from Zootopia,
what is it?
You're missing out.
Which one is it?
I believe it's called Try Anything.
Can you sing me 2 minutes of it?
Oh my God. It's so good. It was not one of my most played songs that year.
Well, I don't think I caught that one. I don't know if I could name many Shakira songs, to be honest. I know there's one with Beyonce.
It's Beautiful Liar.
Beautiful Liar. I know there's one that's about soccer, maybe.
A Waka Waka?
Sure, yes.
Actually, that's actually it.
Hips Don't Lie.
Yeah.
I know
you
that
don't
one.
Know Chantaje?
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, so good. It means blackmail.
Mm. Okay.
It's all he's blackmail. Chantaje.
Okay, I guess I'll look into it.
I love that song.
So you're a Shakira fan?
Well, we call ourselves Shakiras.
Oh, the gay Shakira gay, fandom.
Gay Shakira fans.
Uh-huh, Shakira. What about J-Lo fan? Are you a J-Lo fan?
Well, did we talk about Hustlers on this podcast?
Oh, Hustlers. No, we have not, yeah. I don't think. What did you think of it?
I just don't understand all the hype for an Oscar, but then I have a tweet saved in my drafts. I guess it's probably past the prime now. But I was going to say, I just didn't understand all the like Oscar hype, but then I thought, because I thought it was long, I thought it was slow, I thought it was like an hour too long.
If you think it's an hour too long, Lord knows I'm going to think it's way too long.
No, bitch.
Every movie needs to be 40 minutes.
You like every movie that I don't like. You and I are not movie compatible, according to our pattern.
Okay.
I just thought it was long. I just thought it was a little slow. I was like, okay, I get it. Speed it up. Move along. And then I thought, well, actually, that does have all the right checkpoints for an Oscar-nominated Best Picture. Like, a little boring, a little slow,
Takes itself too seriously.
A little drawn out.
Okay. Well, everyone on my timeline has been saying they loved Hustler. Hustlers? Hustler.
Hustlers.
Hustlers. So, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to see it eventually, I'm sure. I've seen a lot of hype for J-Lo. And
I thought J-Lo was good.
Interestingly enough, the voting for what is it, like Oscars or Grammys? Yeah, no, wait, maybe the Oscars. I don't know. The voting for that, whatever that is, I don't know, is still open during the Super Bowl. So it's kind of like she's got the biggest for your consideration ad of all time.
I hear you.
When the Super Bowl airs, they still, I think, have like a week left of voting for whatever the award show is. I think it's the Grammys. Maybe it's the Oscars.
Well, shit.
Whatever it is that people are talking about, she's going to do well for. So it must be the Oscars. It
can't possibly be the Grammys.
So it must be the Oscars. So, wow.
I mean, because I just meant because does she have like an album coming out? I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
Her one song of the year. I mean, I do have one on. I do have one on the playlists for this year.
Is it
for the Power Hour?
I Love You Poppy, because I loved that song.
Oh my god, no.
It's fun.
Is that your favorite J-Lo song?
Yes, but fun fact, and you know the answer to this, what's the only J-Lo song on my iPod? Shuffle. You know the answer to this.
I do know it.
The only... come on.
Wow.
I'm relying on you to remember it because I don't remember it.
I'm just really
I think
sad.
I remember now. Is it On the Isn't Floor? It?
No, I thought your only one was... The J-Lo song was also very like her...
Maybe it's a song that the first word is the second word. Your first word and the second word are the same word.
I thought it was her World Cup song.
Or like Jump or
it's
am I going to have to Google J-Lo singles right now? Is this what I'm going to have to do? I know it's not I Love You Poppy. And I know it's not the Green Laser song. So
I really don't know. You did.
I'm Googling it right now.
Maybe I'm thinking Shania Twain. What's that bad Shania Twain song you love?
Oh, Whose Bed Have My Boots Been Under?
No.
Though I do love that song. That's a classic. Or Party for Two? Or Party for Two?
Well, which version? The one with Mark McGrath?
Mark McGrath. God, already talked
our,
about
our brains just... really
I know.
Really
I already know the
working.
Question you're going to ask before you ask it.
Our brains just really aren't working.
Man, you know what? I'm going to have to come back to you on that because I can't find the Wikipedia singles in order, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well. So, I think the moral of the story here is that Pitbull will be performing at the Super Bowl.
Do you think?
Do you think J-Lo can stand up there and not sing a song with Pitbull in it?
You know what? I found out the song, the only song I have by her on my iPod Shuffle.
Has it got the word world in it?
No. Let's get
loud.
Loud.
Let's get loud.
You know, the 2000 hit song that did not chart on Billboard.
What year did that come out? 2000?
2000.
Well, did the people get loud?
The people didn't get loud because it didn't chart. It didn't even go in the Hot 100.
I mean, I'm just thinking maybe that'll really kick off 2020, a good political year, by having two Hispanic women performing at the Super Bowl. Wake up, white America.
Sure. Absolutely.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
You know, I'm looking at her Wikipedia right now for her discography, and she has a lot of singles and songs.
Well, do you like medicine?
I don't. What kind? What are we talking?
NyQuil?
No, I don't like NyQuil. It really knocks me out.
I'm talking about her hit song Medicine from this year.
I don't remember it, and I didn't catch it. No.
Well.
But I did see that J-Lo and Shakira have never been on stage together. So, this is a monumental moment for the Shakiras and the J-Blos.
J-Lopez's. What are her fans? What do J-Lo's fans call themselves?
J-Lo fans? I don't know.
No, does she have like a fun name?
Poppies. I Love You Poppies. Maybe it's the, I always get confused when artists have songs that are like the same word over and over. Like she has a song that she releases a single called Poppy. And then she later a year later, released I Love You, Poppy. That's like Gaga with fashion and fashion of his love and then fashion with an exclamation mark. It's like, just do you find that to be a little bit, or do you not?
I do. I really do. I just stumbled across an article that says Jennifer Lopez has been called J-Lo for over a decade. Here's how she got her nickname. What do you mean, here's how she got her nickname? Shouldn't
we know.
It just be because it's her name?
We know how. There is no mystery, there is no confusion.
It's because her second album was called J-Lo.
So, okay, so we know that, what's his head? Pitbull.
Oh, wait,
Pitbull's going to come out.
She said her fans gave her the nickname.
Well, okay.
Well, it sounds like some lazy fans. I can't even say Jennifer Lopez.
You're one of them.
Yeah.
That was in the era of like P. Diddy, you know.
Was it would not? You think she? Yeah, of course. Ja Rule, P. Diddy, Chingy, Nelly.
Who is Chingy?
You don't know Chingy?
Is Chingy gonna come out during the Super Bowl?
I hope not.
Why not?
Chingy sings right there.
Oh, well, who are we hoping for surprise guests during the Super Bowl?
I mean, well, we're very good at predicting the future on this podcast, so let's have it.
Fat Joe.
Oh, my God, imagine.
You know, there's room. Fat Joe should come on out. Mark Anthony.
There's always room for Fat Joe.
Sure. I think, didn't J-Lo have a song with Flo Rida?
Probably.
Probably.
If no, I think I would know that I'm a big Flo Rida fan.
Are you?
Yeah, I love Flo Rida. That's not a joke.
Okay. Maybe
I would never joke about my love for Flo Rida.
What about Iggy Azalea? I liked that song.
No, I
big
feel
booty.
Like she's gonna
booty or is it big booty or booty?
Do you think J-Lo's gonna bring out Iggy Azalea to the Super Bowl?
A girl can dream. Okay.
I think she's going to have to go with like a classic rock band.
Like Ja Rule.
No. Oh. I was going to say like Aerosmith, but they already did the Super Bowl.
No. Like, we don't need that.
Now they're like, who's another like, wake up and rock America?
I don't, that's disgusting what you've just said. I don't want whatever that is. No. Well, then who will Shakira bring out? Now, I don't know anything about Shakira.
Yes, Shakira's great.
Okay.
Chantae.
Pitbull is definitely coming out because I'm seeing that they both have collabs with Pitbull. And maybe Maluma because they both have collabs with Maluma.
Well, that's
now,
time to take your medicine.
Is Maluma, he's hot, right?
Yes. 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 Maluma could get it.
Yeah, Maluma's, yes.
You know what I say whenever I see him?
Or like you, Poppy?
Yes.
Is that what you were gonna say?
That is exactly right.
Did you say
what?
Yeah.
You know what I say whenever I see Pitbull?
What? Let's get loud.
Dolly. No, Dolly.
Okay.
I say Dale. I say
hey Dale. Do you think this is the world's biggest stage? Do you think we're gonna hear the loudest Dolly of them all?
Yeah. He's all Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide reaches the world's biggest stage.
Yeah, that is going to happen.
Mr. Worldwide with Mr. Wide, Fat Joe. I don't know. Is Fat Joe actually large? What is his stature? I don't know. I don't really remember
big,
what he's...
He's big. He's thick. He could like fuck you up.
Is he like thick or...
Like, he's like a bodyguard thick.
Okay, well, I don't know about that. You know what I'm really into these days? Gucci Mane looks great.
I could not pick Gucci Mane out of a lineup.
I saw a video of Gucci Mane walking the streets of maybe Italy, somewhere in Italy. And the tweet was like, can you believe it? All these people don't even know who that is. And because nobody was recognizing him. And I want to be like, girl, I don't even really know who that is. And I'm in, you know, I'm part of, you know, Twitter. I know things. But he looked great. I Googled what he looked like before. People said that he had like a body transformation. Good for him if he's really working on it.
Guess how old Gucci Mane is.
39.
What? Yes.
Oh my God, are you serious? Whoa. Well, there's something about his aura that gives me brink of 40.
Well, you nailed it.
Thank you. Well, he's not Gucci boy. He's Gucci mate.
Oh, it's like man, but with an E.
I don't know. I'm still figuring it out.
Do you know how old 2 Chainz is?
Two Chainz. I'm going to guess 36.
Oh, he's 42.
42.
Yeah, he's up there.
Hmm. Well, good for him.
Well, who would have thought? Just a couple of girls guessing rappers' ages.
Is that what they're up to? I don't know. Gucci Mane, did you Google what he looks like? He's doing well for himself.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do you think at 50 years old, J-Lo's the oldest woman to perform at the Super Bowl?
Maybe. I don't know.
Madonna definitely was older.
Was she? I'm not invested in it. I don't really care. Do you know who's going to be playing? Do we know that yet?
Are you kidding? No, but I will say.
What?
My fantasy football league is off to a great, great start.
Huh, what a relief.
And I know you were worried. I know you were. Well, my brother's league that I'm in, they enacted a trophy this year, and then the person gets to keep the trophy for a whole year. So I really stepped up my game because daddy loves a trophy.
I would consider that more of a burden. I don't want to, like, that's like, I have to take care of this. It's like that one Kanye West tweet.
No.
That's
look,
like,
you just put
great,
you, put
you
it
gave
on...
me a water bottle while I was sleeping, and now I have to care about this water bottle.
No, you don't. You just throw the water bottle away. You recycle it.
Now I'm responsible for this water bottle.
Thanks. Just leave it on the couch. Is it your couch?
No, he's saying on a flight. When Kanye West is on a flight and he's sleeping on the flight, and they leave a water bottle for him on the little thing.
Did Kanye really say that?
Yes. He was like, great. Now it's my responsibility to care about this water bottle.
Every time
I have to care about this trophy.
Every time I hear a Kanye West story, it just makes me like him less and less. When's his birthday? Isn't he a Gemini? Ugh, I knew it.
he's coming out with a new album, and it's to celebrate the launch of it. He's doing a live Sunday service. Is that what it's called? Sunday sermon or something?
Yes, that's what he did at Coachella.
Right. Well, he's doing that. For some reason, I think he's doing it in Detroit. To celebrate the album drop. Do we care? Do you care about him? Do you care about new music? Or has he ruined himself because of, his antics?
I think I just answered that question.
If he dropped a bop, you wouldn't give a fuck. What about the song with Rihanna?
No.
No, wow.
Which one?
With the one where the Paul McCartney, maybe.
Is he on that?
Yeah.
4 or 5 seconds?
Yes.
Well, I haven't heard it in years. Mm. I mean, to be fair, I did hear Gold Digger when I was in LA at High Tops, and
ugh.
I still know every word.
Well, I hope you don't say every word, because thank you.
I don't.
Thank you.
No, I know the edited version.
Good. Great. That's what I was hoping for. You know who loves that song?
Me.
People at weddings. People at straight weddings.
People at straight weddings listen to Gold Digger by Kanye West.
Oh,
my wedding,
God.
A wedding is the last place anyone should be playing Gold Digger.
Imagine if you were a mosquito and your one day on Earth, you were at the Kanye West Friday Detroit performance for his...
I thought you were going to say at a wedding and they just played Gold Digger. And you thought.
Even worse. Imagine you're one day on Earth and you're at Gucci Mane. You fly by Gucci Mane in Italy. That's what I'm saying.
Well, then actually, you've quite the liar, because a mosquito, well, male or female?
Mm-hmm.
Which one? You tell me.
Well, it's not a binary.
A male mosquito lives for about 10 days.
Okay, so you can do a lot in 10 days. You can see Gucci Mane in Italy. You can go to the Shakira and J-Lo Super Bowl. You can binge watch VeggieTales.
And why do you have a hairbrush? You don't have any hair.
Don't say that to a mosquito.
Female mosquito, guess how long that bitch lives?
Longer? You can even go to an Insane Clown Posse tour? Multiple stops?
Yes, bitch. A female mosquito lives anywhere between 42 and 56 days. Okay. That bitch is alive.
She can do a lot. She can really do a lot.
Yeah, she can make the most of it.
Well.
So if you're going to come back in another life, make sure it's a female mosquito because you're going to get a little bit more bang for your buck.
Okay. And that's what you missed on Glee. Corey, where can people find you?
Well, I wonder if their lifespan is so short because of God's will or because of people killing it.
Or because of spiders and things. If they had freedom and
right.
safety.
Is this like what's it called? The selective process? Natural selection?
Sure. I don't know. If there's any mosquito entrepreneurs out there or educators invested in the preservation of mosquitoes, let us know what you know. Maybe we'll let the people know and we'll probably forget to shout you out. So cool. Let us know. Corey, what's your Instagram?
Oh, I'm at Corey Cool.
And I'm Mosquito Clown Posse Girl. And you can find us on the internet.
You're Mosquito Low.
Mosquito Low?
Like a mosquito juggalo.
Oh, Mosquagalo. Mosquagalo.
I'm Mosquagalo Boy 4.
I'm Lil Mosquagalo. Cool. We'll see you guys later.
Great. Catch you next time.
Bye.